Lynn, would you like to come tea with us? If anybody hasn't got any of the notices, we have a written copy here. Just come and see us later.
Good morning. Now, Mr. Stevenson's going to talk to us about the bloke in the Bible a bit later on, but just as a way of an introduction, do you know any really dangerous jobs? Yes, that would be very dangerous, to go underwater and be eaten by sharks. Yes. What about you, Sophia? Can you think of any dangerous jobs? A miner, yes.
Minister of a church.
Yes. Also taking your life in your hands, yeah? Yeah, cool. Training
a lion.
Yes, training a lion would be dangerous, wouldn't it? I thought of a few, because, you know, my memory fades in the morning and the weekend. Ambulance driver in a war zone. That wouldn't be a nice job, would it? Quite dangerous. What about a bullfighter or a rodeo clown? That would be dangerous. Forget. What about a helicopter pilot in a storm? That wouldn't be good, especially if it was an electrical storm with lightning and things. That wouldn't be flash at all. I think program on TV called Outback Pilots, and I just saw the shorts of that, and the lady was talking about flying into Northern Australia into electrical storms, and she said that some planes just have their wings disappear if they get hit, you know, or they can just break apart. That is not a good idea. I wondered about a crocodile farm worker. I don't think that would be a great job to have either. I think that would be quite dangerous. Sorry? Yes, it really is even a job. Yes? Who has been to a crocodile park? Oh, look, behind you, there's people you can ask if that was dangerous. It's about three or four of them who've come back unscathed.
Still alive.
Well, this guy in the Bible did something with cups. That doesn't sound very dangerous, does it? No. Yes, unless you break it, that could be bad too. Yeah, I'm going to not break this one, it's a special one. But there's a bloke called, as I said in the Bible, his name was Nehi. You know anyone famous called Nehi?
Nehi.
He played rugby last night. Yes. Actually, no, it's not Nehi. But if he was around today, he might be called Nehi. His name was Nehemiah. Okay? And he actually. Can I hold on to this and fill this one? Don't break it. No pressure. I've got to spare one here for you. So, Nehemiah, his job was actually very dangerous, probably more dangerous than some of the things we've talked about, because his job was to be a cupbearer for a king. It doesn't sound dangerous, but when this guy was the king and Nehemiah worked for him, what Nehemiah had to do was to taste everything that the king was going to drink.
Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It is disgusting because, you know, you'd have to drink a whole lot of different stuff, probably didn't like. But the other thing was that if somebody was trying to hurt the king and poison him, what would happen to Nehemiah? He would. He'd poison himself. Have a drink. Oh. Then they'd know not to give that glass to or that cup to the king.
Well, he would die because he was
the one. I know. That'd be bad. But Nehemiah, actually, he didn't die. That was one of the other things that was going to be bad about his job if someone was trying to hurt the king. But the other thing I learned when I was doing some research about this is that to be a cupbearer or going into the king's presence every day in Persia, because that was where this guy was king of, Nehemiah always had to reflect the goodness of the king, and so that meant you had to smile all the time. So if he wasn't happy, somebody thought that he might be trying to hurt the king. Now that's a bit weird to our way of thinking, isn't it? Okay, because if you're not smiling all the time, and you're actually trying to think really hard, say about the maths problem, you don't usually smile, do you? Oh, I'm really concentrating on that. Okay? But if he was concentrating on anything else, it would have been bad because he had to keep smiling and being happy. You can accept holding it. Yeah, nearly? Yep, good, I'm nearly finished. Well, one day, Nehemiah, he got some bad news. And it made him so sad that when he got the bad news, he cried, he fasted, which means he didn't eat, he mourned, which is really sad, and then he prayed. So do you think he could do that? Smiling all the time? No. Well, in the Bible, in the first chapter of the book of Nehemiah, which Mr. Stevenson's going to talk about later, there's a wonderful prayer there, and he trusted God for this bad news. Okay? So, anyway, the bad news is what happens in the rest of the book. But it's really important to know that Nehemiah trusted God more than his job. Okay? He went to the king in the next chapter and he had a sad face. And the king asked him what was wrong. He didn't say, off with your head because you're plotting against me. Nehemiah prayed before he went to see him. Okay? So, when you're out applying to jobs, don't apply to be a cupbearer. Thank goodness we don't have jobs like that anymore. But one day you might end up doing a dangerous job. So we've got to trust God that he keeps us safe. Because he's bigger than all the bad news that we could ever get. Okay?
Yes.
Cool. Rightio. Bad news is, I'm finished talking, and we're going to bed.
Thanks, Lynn.
That introduction to a dangerous job and the warning. Don't apply for it, be a cup of tea. Yeah, right. And smile. Right, let us just pray for the children. And Father, we thank you for the gift of children. And we pray for each one of them this morning that you would bless them, that their minds will be open to you, and that you would give them understanding of your word and the life it is for them. In Jesus' name, amen.